disappearance day, Govardhan, November 7th, 2013.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanande Hari Bo. In the Tirobhav, or the apparent disappearance of the great Acharya, there's a need for completion in the hearts of his faithful followers. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that a disciple should take the order of the spiritual master as his or her life and soul after the spiritual master leaves the world. And if one is not able to fulfill the order of the spiritual master after the spiritual master leaves the world, then one's life is useless or not complete. And recently I was reading the new edition of Tattva Sandarbha by His Grace Gopi Puranadhana Prabhu. And in that book, Srila Jiva Goswami talks about how we know anything. We have to follow a reliable authority who's an eyewitness to something. And we also have to take the authority of a Purusheya, or that knowledge which comes from a non-human source, in other words, the Vedas, which are the eternal sound vibration which has emanated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, he points out that in this age of Kali, people are not able to follow the Vedas and the Vedic process because of low birth, as Sudha Goswami has said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prainal Payusha Shavya Kalavasmi Nyugejana Mandasamanda Matayo Mandapagya Padritaha. In the Iron Age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. And therefore, the Vedas are incomprehensible to the masses of people. Knowing this, Srila Vyasadeva has given the Srimad Bhagavatam, Anarto Pasanam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhoksije Lokasya Adhanto Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam. Knowing that the masses of people would not be able to ascertain the true path in life, Srila Vyasadeva brought forward the Srimad Bhagavatam, which, as we know, is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas. Nigama kalpataro galitam palam. And then Jiva Goswami proves the point that the itihasas and the puranas are the same quality as the Vedas. Some people have disputed this fact and will only refer to the Vedic sounds as authoritative praman. Quoting from the Upanishads, Jiva Goswami says that the Vedas are completed by the Itihasas and the Puranas. And then points out that just as a gold bangle, when completed, inasmuch as there's a gap in the gold bangle, must be completed by gold in order to be complete. And by logic, he shows how the Upanishads are pointing out that the Puranas complete the Vedas and are the same as the Vedas. And then he goes further to show that actually the Puranas are more important in the age of Kali, the Smriti, because they fully explain the meaning of the Vedas, and they give the mass of people an inkling about how to improve themselves and how to come to spiritual life. And then he explains how there are many different Puranas, and some are in the mode of ignorance, some are in the mode of passion, some are in the mode of goodness. That is, more correctly, they cater to those who are in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness, because you have to start somewhere. And everyone starts from where they are in spiritual life. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmasu, because of association with the material nature, over millennia, a living entity acquires certain qualities. And as a huge project, the Vedas reach out, the Puranas reach out, the great Acharyas reach out to people in all conditions of life to bring them onto the path of spiritual realization. And then Jiva Goswami points out that of all the Vedas, of all the Upanishads, the Srimad Bhagavatam is qualified as the greatest of all the Puranas, because it contains the 10 requirements of being a Purana, and it goes into great depth and detail in each one of the categories, which is prerequisite for being a Purana, and therefore he says it is the Mahapurana. He goes to such lengths to explain the importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam and its relevance to the world. And then says that the reason I'm writing this Tattva Sandarbha is so that throughout the rest of the Sandarbhas, when I refer to the Srimad Bhagavatam, everyone will know that this is complete and perfect authority. Srila Prabhupada knew this perfectly well. And he knew the efficacy of the sound which comes from this perfect source of knowledge, which is especially meant for the people in the age of Kali Yuga. And therefore, from his room in Radha Damodar, he began the great task of single-handedly translating the Srimad Bhagavatam and giving his purports. And what ecstasy he poured into it. When you look at the first two cantos of his Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll notice that some of the words are in italics. I don't think he continued it past the second canto. Maybe a little bit, but he's more prolific in the first two cantos. In my mind, as I'm reading these first two cantos, and I come to a purport where Prabhupada puts something in italics, my eyes immediately go to that sentence. What did Prabhupada want to emphasize? And then I imagine how he's sitting there realizing how this message has to go out to the people. and he can hardly contain himself. And within the constraints of language and the use of the English language, he's using every device possible to bring out the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, of course, getting them printed. Anyone who's ever tried to print a pamphlet knows that it's not easy. The design, how did it come out, the spell check, who was supposed to do it, they forgot to do it, someone else did it, no, you did it, where is it? One pamphlet. What to speak of a book, what to speak of a set of books, what to speak of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest epic poem in the history of the world. And he did it all single-handedly, and he printed those books himself in India. And then he had them loaded on a ship. How does one person at that age arrange for all of this simultaneously? And then when they arrived in America, knowing full well that people needed this message, Prabhupada wrote the following words. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of the Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives them with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. And of course, Prabhupada goes on from there to give the perfect formula, which is there within the Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with Srinvatam Sva Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, and so on, which explains exactly how one becomes elevated by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Upanishad, it says, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jignashu Shreya Uttamam. Shotriyam Brahmanishtam. Samitpani Shotriyam Brahmanishtam. There's an indication from this ancient Vedic verse that in order to open oneself to spiritual knowledge, one must carry wood for the spiritual master. So I was thinking, what is that wood in this age of Kali? And then I thought, books are made from paper. Paper comes from wood. And I thought, what a sacrifice to carry the books that Prabhupada carried to America. Just the weight, the feel of the boxes. The fact that they can be handed over to someone, the fact that they can infiltrate a country that doesn't allow people to say anything about God, and insidiously infect the entire population, that appeals to me. So the wood-carrying spirit is completely fulfilled by carrying Srila Prabhupada's most dear tadiya, his books, and introducing them to others. In every sense, this makes a completion. Philosophically, it's the perfect literature. And as far as sacrifices go, it completes the cycle of labor for the spiritual master, and at the same time allows one to perfectly meditate on Krishna. Prabhupada wrote in a purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam that distributing transcendental literature is our primary focus, and that by doing this, one can attain practical samadhi, by thinking of Krishna. Furthermore, in a sacrifice in the ancient Vedas, there's a way in which brahmanas used to bring an animal and sacrifice it and then bring it back to life through the Vedic mantra. Why? To prove the mantra. To prove the chanting of the mantra is being done correctly. So I was also thinking that we have so many mantras we've been given. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that wandering in the material world, one becomes saved when he meets a devotee physician. And what does the physician carry in his little black bag? Two things. Hymns and instructions. Hymns and instructions. So these books contain the hymns, more hymns than you can chant in one lifetime. We've been sitting here at Govardhan for the last 25 days trying to repeat as many hymns as possible. And it feels like we've barely touched a fraction of them. And the instructions are so profuse, as Sachinandan Swami was showing, you take one small section of Prabhupada's books and you can make, if you, through application, a lifetime of success. However, they must be tested. Just as in Vedic times, the priests would sacrifice the animal and bring it back to life, the test of these hymns and mantras given to us through disciplic succession are its distribution. Because what happens when I distribute the book, when I distribute the Maha Mantra, when I teach somebody about Krishna consciousness, they come alive. Right before my eyes, they come alive. On the Harinam Sankirtan, we see people who turn the corner and they behold the chanting of the most mystical hymn of all, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and they're mesmerized right in the middle of Honolulu. They spent their entire fortune and waited their whole life to come to Honolulu, did the couple from Iowa. And when they turn the corner and they see the devotees chanting and spinning and they hear the incantation from the spiritual world, they have such a look on their face. And other people begin to dance and spin. They don't even know why. And then other people come to full knowledge and they take to Krishna consciousness. And practically even they don't know why. So powerful is the mantra and are the hymns and the instructions. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Karabhajana Muni says, Mayamrigam dayati citam anvadava. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the age of Kali runs after the animal-like people to bring them to Krishna consciousness. So the animals must come alive. The animal-like propensity within the heart must be vanquished by the Srimad Bhagavatam. And on this day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, thinking, what can I do to complete myself? I think of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think of how dear it was to Srila Prabhupada. And I think of how available it is. More than at any time in history, it is available. And to complete his legacy, it must be distributed so widely, so profusely, and made popular amongst the intellectuals of this world. They must know what's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the pinnacle of all poetry. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam makes the writings of Shakespeare pale in comparison. That is a fact. Garuda told me that at Harvard, he brought in some English literature professor and said, here, let me explain what's going on in some of these verses. Now you compare this to whatever you have. And they said, you're right. You win. Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam is Tadiya. It's the most dear item. It is available. It is perfect. And by distributing it, one can complete one's devotional service and close the gap in the gold bangle, getting relief from the feeling of separation that is inevitable on the disappearance of the greatest acharya who ever lived, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gopremanande Haribol.